Are you a member of the UAW 6000, Ray?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. I'm the legislative liaison or spokesperson, but I'm also still a member and also still a state employee.
All right, pay those dues, baby.
There you go.
Well, Ray, in a story that I saw a couple days ago on the MERS newsletter, there is some legislation coming up, and it could have some serious ramifications for some members of UAW 6000. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, yesterday was a huge day at the state capitol. You know, they rolled up all the department budget bills into one giant bill, HB 5365. And the most controversial or contentious part of that budget would be the fact that the House, anyway, would like to close all three juvenile facilities. You know, there's 92 youth that have to be placed into private agencies. Of course, there'd be a lot of state employees that could potentially lose their jobs or have to be transferred. And then also, in the same giant bill that was passed yesterday at the Capitol, they would close a prison in Ionia. So there's some huge concerns. In fact, I would say this budget that passed the House yesterday, and that, again, being 5372, is dangerous and reckless.
Oh, specifically, why is it dangerous and reckless? Because they're trying to do what they can to downsize and to balance that budget. Why is it reckless?
Well, that's a great point, Tony. And, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, it's been a chronic problem. You know, we've actually had the government shut down for a few hours in the early morning because we haven't been able to balance the budget. But, you know, things are different this year. We're actually taking in more than we're spending, and most people don't realize that. So we have a surplus, some would say almost up to $400 million. And when you're talking about, you know, closing the three juvenile facilities, people need to realize that those facilities take on very challenging cases. Oftentimes you're talking about youth with mental health disorders. You're talking about kids that have not worked in the private agencies and they've had to go to the state facilities. You're talking about sometimes dangerous youth that have been sex offenders. And that's something you can't just close down and not have a plan, a good plan. In fact, we would also say that, you know, those facilities do an excellent job. And that's why we'd say it's dangerous. You know, the other point is, although our prison population's going down, you know, to close a prison is not a good idea. Recently, we've had a lot of high-profile cases around the state, murders that have taken place with people underneath the supervision of the Department of Corrections. So, again, you know, we don't think this is a wise policy. And you know what, Tony? It's not just the UAW Local 6000 saying this. It's actually Governor Snyder's administration saying the same thing.
Well, with the when we talk about fiscal year 13, the budget could chop the state workforce to 3% or more. That's about the equivalent of 1,600 full-time employees. Man, Ray, that's a lot of folks.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, again, you're talking about 1,600 people. You got to remember, we've shrunk the state workforce over 12,000 positions since 2001. And, again, right now we're, you know, running a surplus. So there's really no reason to do this. And also, you're talking about, you know, basic services. You know, there's a lot of debate about what the government should do or what should not do, but I think it's pretty understood, at least the government has a responsibility, the state does, to protect its citizens. And so when you're talking about closing prisons, juvenile facilities, you know, a big, huge thing is the fact that, they would actually not fund 115 probation and parole agent positions. Then you're talking about public safety, and then you know, no reason to lay off 1,600 people or not fill positions for desperately needed services.
Right. Ray, when we talk about that surplus, it seems like we could be so quick to say, hey, we've got this extra money, let's spend it, as opposed to being frugal with it, and it seems like being frugal is the way to protect yourself.
That's true. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we need to be smart. We need to have a government that's efficient, that responds to the citizens' needs. And, you know, that's what we've tried to do with the Snyder administration in terms of working together to find efficiencies. But you're absolutely right. I mean, that money could evaporate, very quickly, and we've seen that. But on the other hand, you're talking about, basic safety of Michigan citizens. So, it's a balancing act.
All right, so Ray, well, what's the plan? How is UAW going to respond to this, and what can we expect from the legislature on this?
Well, we're hoping that Governor Snyder and the Senate can work out a compromise with the House bill that passed yesterday that's going to the full House floor. And so what's going to happen is, the Senate's going to pass some budget bills in the Houses, and then they're going to need to be reconciled and sent to Governor Snyder's desk. So there's a little bit of time still, I'd say probably till the end of May, the process can be influenced and or changed. And that's what we're hoping happens. And we're hoping that we don't lose any state employees.
But bottom line, it sounds like you are going to lose some state employees, aren't you?
Well, that's right, Tony. I mean, there's no way you can close juvenile facilities and prisons and not fill, vacant positions in probation and parole and not lose some people. The department will probably tell you, if you ask them, that a lot of these positions are just on paper. But you're absolutely right. We will definitely lose some actual some state employees that go through this way. And, we are concerned about it.
And just one more point about the prisons. We have talked with folks from the Department of Corrections, and they believe that technology can help them do a lot of the same things that these patrols, these man-made patrols, if you will, do, and that they could respond with manpower should the need arise.
We could talk about this for 9 hours, Tony, and you're talking about would eliminate the perimeter control vehicles, which have been proven to be successful. And to a man in the facility now, I've been told that, we do not agree with this move. And obviously technology and tools can assist the job, but you can't replace human beings, and having those individuals in the vehicles patrolling all the facilities is something we don't think should be removed from the budget. There's a lot of risk assessment tools when you're talking about probation and parole agents, but really it comes down to the professionals that are sitting at the desk that know their offenders. And so there's some things that the government, needs to spend money on, and those are some of them.
All right, Ray, we're going to be watching this story with great interest. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.